Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is just about 5:10, 71 degrees. Make sure you get outside, get yourself some vitamin D while the sun's still up. Enjoy the outside, go for a walk. Happy Earth Day. Make sure you get your time in nature in today. So, there was an individual who happened to work for Governor Tim Walz. Yes, the former vice presidential candidate. Now, there's a lot of people who work for Tim Walz, so it's not really a direct connection, but come on now. He worked for the governor. He was arrested for vandalizing multiple Teslas, causing just above $20,000 in damage. And he started doing this just not long after Governor Tim Walz publicly cheered Tesla's falling stock. Again, coincidental, I'm sure, but something to be noted regardless. Well, he was arrested. He was identified. There are videos of all his vandalisms on these Teslas. Again, I believe there were seven altogether, causing $20,000 worth of damage in his rampage. The district attorney will not pursue criminal charges against the Minnesota State employee accused of vandalizing six Teslas. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office said Monday it would instead seek a diversion program in the case against 33-year-old Dylan Adams, who caused over $20,000 in damage in his rampage. Our main priority are that secure restitution for the victims and hold Mr. Adams accountable. As a result, we will file for pre-charge diversion to best facilitate both of those goals, District Attorney Mary Marinardi said in a statement posted by the Twin Cities Fox affiliate. This approach does allow for criminal charges later if Mr. Adams were to engage in a more vandalism. Now, this would be a felony charge in any other court, in most places. This would be a felony charge. He would still have to pay restitution because he's a first-time offender, maybe a short jail sentence, if any. A lot of times would probably be pled down to misdemeanor charges, but $20,000 in damage is not a small feat. Doing it to six different vehicles shows an ongoing intent. He will not have any criminal record if he goes through the diversion program, does not commit another crime, and basically get a pass for this. Now, they are stating that they will seek restitution, which will be part of that. He'll need to make restitution, which he would have had to do if he was charged as well. The police in this case are livid. The police chief came out and said, listen, my police department did their job. We got the evidence, we investigated this, we identified who the individual was, and we arrested him. What the district attorney does is on them. This just goes to show you, is that justice? Is that justice? Mr. Adams was arrested last week, and videos were shown during a news conference last Thursday of the suspect purportedly keying the electric-powered cars, mostly in downtown Minneapolis, while walking his dog. Tesla's come with a 360-degree cameras. It's called Sentry Mode. So anyone getting close enough to key them or perform some other acts of vandalism, automatic provides police with a video of the crime. Tesla, the vehicles, the dealership, and charging stations all have become a target for politically motivated violence by those on the left in the months since the company founder Elon Musk began backing President Trump. Mr. Adams is a state employee working as a data analyst on fiscal policy for the Minnesota Department of Human Services. His arrest came about a month after Governor Walz, his boss, said at a political rally, the stock price app that lets him watch Tesla lose value and thereby his own state's pension fund loses value, giving him a little boost during the day.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamond Dynasty has all new red diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. Adams is not a political appointee and one of the 40,000 people who work for one or the other branches of state government, a Walz spokesperson told the New York Post last week. Minneapolis Police Department immediately distanced itself from the decision, like I told you, which quickly sparked outrage on social media. The Minneapolis Police Department did its job. It identified and investigated a crime trend, identified and arrested a suspect, and presented the case file to the district attorney's office for consideration of charges, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara said in a statement. Any frustration related to the charging decision of the district attorney should be directed solely at her office. Our investigators are always frustrated when these cases they poured their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victims in these cases also feel the same, Chief O'Hara added. The FBI and Justice Department have said that they will treat attacks on Teslas as related facilities as domestic terrorism because of the strong possibility of a politically motivated actions. Should this individual be charged federally? There is no report here. Again, even with the statement from the governor's office saying he's one of, and I understand, he's one of 40,000 employees that work under the governor. The data analyst for the Department of Human Resources. Nothing in the way in there says he'll be immediately suspended. Nowhere in there says he'll be terminated from his position because we find his actions abhorrent. Nowhere. Do you think while saying, well, listen, he's just one of 40,000 employees. He's not, you know, connected to the governor except in that capacity. But based on his actions, this employee's, and it does not fit in with the ethics of our office, the individual will be suspended without pay and investigated under our policies and procedures. None of that's in there. So if this individual commits $20,000 worth of damage, six different vehicles, gets caught, think about the amount. I mean, okay, he's going to pay restitution. Is he going to pay for the investigation, the hours it took to finally have him apprehended? And he gets a pass, diversion program. You can't make it up. You simply can't make it up. And where's the deterrent? I mean, just today, there were vandals vandalizing the Tesla dealership in Midtown Manhattan in New York City. And they show them spray painting the windows and vandalizing it. How is this not a sensitive location? How does the NYPD not at least, not maybe a detail, which is a few officers, but have one officer posted there? I mean, in my day with the police department, there was an officer posted in any sensitive location in the city. If there's something going on, I mean, it's known that there's ongoing issues with these facilities. Wouldn't it be proactive to say, hey, let's put a uniform officer out front or a car with two officers in it, just as a visual presence as to not do this? Try to be proactive. Try to prevent it from happening. Now you see these couple of people spray painting the entire corner, both sides of this building. No interaction whatsoever. Because it's been shown time and time again that it's accepted. And even when they're caught, they get a slap on the wrist. Until they start facing the proper justice, there is no incentive to stop doing these things. Just like with the riots of the past. Just like when they were burning cities down, when they were looting places. There was no incentive to stop. They were widespread dropping charges against dozens of people. Nothing was done. There is no incentive to stop it. The mere fact that a lot of these individuals, these Antifa types or Black Bloc or whatever they are, show up with backpacks filled with hammers, gas masks, pepper spray, with intent. I mean, normal people don't show up with those things to a protest. Normal people don't walk down the street with those things in their back. It's easy enough to articulate that these people had a pre-planned motive to create a terrorist environment, to create terrorism. And yes, it is. But we coddle them and continually let them get away with it. And this is a prime example of that. Someone who causes $20,000. I mean, could you imagine if you were a liberal, left-leaning Democrat and your Tesla was vandalized and they catch the person? And then they find out the person's a government employee. And then you find out nothing's going to happen to them. Yeah, they're going to pay for your damage. But it's okay. Your insurance premiums are already going up because of the targeting of Teslas. The insurance companies know that Teslas are on the target list. Just like there's higher insurance for high theft vehicles. So you're already paying higher insurance. Someone was going to pay for it regardless. And nothing happens to this individual. And you're supposed to go on your merry way. I don't know how a lot of you do it.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.